Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, everyone. This is the 22nd day of another day in March with the Lord. And many of us are dealing with various things connected to the coronavirus and various city restrictions and ordinances and things of that sort. And many of us may not understand or have never experienced things of this sort before. And so it's different because many people have actually lived their life being first responders and different during their time. Our reaction to no matter what's going on, when you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, it already tells us about things that are going to happen, allowed to see the various things happening. Can be taken off. It's strange. It's how some people would describe it. And to other people, it could be something that was expected, and it was expected because of their ability to not only read the Word of God, but understand the time and the season that we're in. So I will come back later if there's time, because right now I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us and share whatever the Lord has given her prior to me going on about the situation and the circumstances that I just finished talking about with you. And so I thank you all for joining us for Smile 3E Presents Let's Talk on this Sunday morning. And we were also a little late, so I apologize for that as well. But I thank you for your prayers and I thank you for your support. Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, our Father and the Son, Lord Christ Jesus. I just thank you for another day. And I thank you for all that you have given another day of life to. Another day to write down, Lord, I can thank you and I can thank you and I'm going to thank you and I'm going to thank you. Because through the times, the situations, the sickness, this illness, this virus that's going around, there's so many yet again did I make it to this day. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you for all that you said can be here another day. The ones that you gave life to be here another day. Lord, I ask you to cover the ones that's going through this virus, going through any sickness, any kind of illness, Lord, anything, any finance, hardship, no matter what it is, Lord, I need you to bless us all, Lord. Help us through this and to show us the way. Give us the direction. Let us know that you have us no matter what we're going through. That you can have us no matter what we're doing. That you have us no matter what, God, that we just need to let you have us a heart, mind, body, and soul to let you direct us and show us the way to go, the following the footsteps of you. Lord, I thank you and I thank you. And I thank you for, if it wasn't for you, but none of us be here right now. Lord, I thank you. I can't stop thanking you. Wake up in the morning, thank you. Wake up in the middle of the night, I thank you. I wake up any time of the day and I thank you. During the day, I thank you. But sometimes you can go from A to B, thank you. But sometimes some do not go to A from A to B. Excuse me, but I thank you. Excuse me for the cough. It's just my throat is dry. But yeah, I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. There's nothing wrong that God cannot fix for me. I just say, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. God, I give honor to you for blessing us with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, right, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Margo McCoy, Apostle-elect, and all the evangelists, and all the deacons, and all the bishops, and all the brothers, the sisters, the pastors, the ministers. And I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for each and every ministry of teaching in the levels of the Lord that you have given us to learn, to understand that you are the light, you are the way, you are the way to go through, just to take us through no matter what it is. Lord, we need you now. We need you more now. But this virus has had people running up the wall, as I call it. And if it's wrong, excuse me, but they're running ways that they don't need to run into. That's why they're running up the walls, into the walls, running the wrong way, doing the wrong things, misusing things that people need here on this earth to survive, misusing them, putting things in order for folks to get things the wrong way, putting a price on things that they should take and make it available. Taking the items of life, some food, some toiletries, household needs, whatever we need to survive, there's taking what you have put here on this earth for us to have to survive and misusing it for the people that need them, overdoing things. For people that need it, Lord, we need you to direct them to make sure that they go the right way. Don't take advantage because you might have a little more than this person or something that this person might need to torture and to misuse them the way because you have. But to let us all understand whatever you have, if you can share some. Don't misuse it to me to let another person, you know, be able to get some. The reason and the understanding of things was being heard. The people was taking the toiletry items, trying to sell them for enormous, ugly prices. Lord, we need you to bless and remove this ugliness through this illness that we're going through. The devil is misusing us and got people going the wrong way to do things that they might say to survive, but overdoing it the wrong way. Lord, we need you to bless us all and to let us know that no matter what you're going through, that you have an answer. You are the way. You can save us. You can make it all right. But we just have to believe it, understand it. Just don't break the faith to keep us up, to let us know. Don't call on the Father and the Son now that you need him. And then when he receives you and give to you, you reject him. We don't need people to understand this. But we don't need it, Lord. We need the devil to leave us alone. We don't need this, Lord. We need your help. We don't need you to be right now with this ugliness that the devil it is, Lord. The devil is always fighting with you that we know he cannot win. The people need to know and understand that you have the advantage. You have the right of way. You don't have the know-how, but we got to keep our faith and believe and to understand no matter what it is, God will bring you through it. Don't pray for it on Monday and think it's going to be Monday night or Tuesday, because no matter what we're going through, God is always on time. Best time, not your time. Because you want something so quick that you can miss deliverance, the big package the big anointing. Trust God and let him lead you through this epidemic that we're going through. God can bring us through it all. And Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for my sisters. Thank you for my brothers, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, my cousins. I thank you for all my bloodline family, and Lord, I thank you for my spiritual family. But Lord, through my worldly family, we need to come together in order and upon the knowledge and the lessons they want to learn. Lord, we need your help. The devil is trying to control that we know, that I know. I'm going to say, I know, I got, you got me, and I got you. What the devil has put through our minds, we need to know that God has us. But yet you have to have God. Not on a part-time basis. Not on a sometime basis. You need a full-time relationship. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, you need a full-time life with the Father, the Son, because no matter what you're going through, he can always, the Father and Son are going to always bring you through. You need to learn and understand that you don't ask for him when things are bad, and then when he make it good, you say, excuse me, take a time out, because you don't want him to take a time out with you. Lord, I need you to help us to understand. We don't have no time out. We don't have no wait a minute. I'll be right back. Because that don't mean you're going to live or you're going to be here long enough to come right back. You can't leave a father and son and walk away and then expect him to be there when you want to come right back. But, Lord, I'm not going to leave because the right back is going to always be, I'm here, I'm here. Because, God, I know you are here. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I ask you to bless us all in this world to understand that you are the light. We're in the dark, but you can bring us out of it. You are the light and the way and the glory and the merciful of the love of the right way of hope and faith and love and joy. Things that you that looks dim can bright it up to make what looks ugly so beautiful. But Lord, we need to have you to wake us up. The sun is in a sleep. Instead of them waking up, they get into a deeper sleep. And some that the devil is convincing that you cannot wake up from this sleep, but the Lord can wake you up into a brighter day with a brighter sun and a brighter life. No matter what we're going through, God the Father and the Son is the answer. But Lord, I thank you. I thank you to let us know no matter what, financial wise, job wise, neighborhood wise, family wise, financial health, whatever, even on the job. But Lord, we ask you to bless this government. We ask you to bless these politicians. We ask you to bless this government, Lord. We ask you because they can use a time like this and misuse people, brainwash them to understand that they can do this and they can do this when we all should know, no matter what they say, God, you can make it all better. You can make it the right way. But Lord, we need you now to help us to hear, see, and believe and feel that no matter what's coming out of this government mouth, that we need you to let them know you are here for all the peoples. Don't take a crisis and turn it to make it for an advantage. And don't take a crisis and tank it and take it to use it for a disadvantage. You are here for all the people, not some of the people, but all the people that the Lord has put into this United States. We need you to bless this law enforcement to let us know and to let them know we are here to all work together to protect ourselves and each other. Well, God, we need you more and more to help us to understand and to remove this virus and for the ones that have it, to help them to be able to control it and live a beautiful, healthy life through you, Lord, with no matter what we're going through. But, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for waking us all up for this morning, because I know some did not make it. But, God, thank you, thank you, and thank you. And no matter what you're going through, the Lord, the Son, and God, the Father, that you better believe no matter what you're going through, it could have been worse. No matter what you're going through, you thank the Lord and ask him to take you through it, to show you how to get through it, to wake you up from this darkness. No matter what it is, God got you. And you better believe you need to have God. It's no matter what it is, I must say, Lord, thank you. And I thank you. No matter what it is with me or with anyone, you just say, Lord, I thank you. Because, yeah, as they say, it could have been worse. You say thank you because it could have missed you. How many times have we walked around and said, Dad, I was just right there, and it missed me. Are you standing right there, and it missed you? I just want to say, God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I'm in the world. They thinking you are not. I thank you for them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son of the Father, of the greatest. I thank you, Father, God, and the Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle, like Dr. Susie Kaiser.
Amen, amen, I thank you, Minister Sheila, for such an awesome prayer, reminding us about the importance of not only dealing with the realities that we're in, but also acknowledging God and his importance in the roles that we play during these various situations and circumstances. And not only the roles that we play, but the role that he plays. And so I thank God for us knowing that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that just like God has roles in our lives, we do too. So many people will say, no, that's not true. God doesn't have a role in everyone's life. Yes, he does. And the thing about it is whether you accept the role that he plays or you reject the role that he plays, that role is still there. And so when you're going through things and you don't understand what's going on, it doesn't mean that that which is going on has stopped going on. It just means sometimes you could be that person that doesn't understand that God is in the midst of everything. And it doesn't mean that things are going to work out in your favor, especially if you're rejecting God, because that's a whole another set of circumstances and realities that each person that rejects God would have to deal with versus those that come to God saying, God, you are the catalyst of everything that's going on. You are the one that's going to help me while I'm dealing with this thing that appears to be hell on earth. You are the one that's going to help me while I'm at this decision point, while I'm at this crossroad, while I'm at this point that appears to be a place of no return, or some people will call it, while I'm at this crunch time, while I'm at this intersection and I must decide whether I'm going to go to the right or the left or turn around and go backwards or whether I'm to go forward or whether I'm to go alone or let someone go with me. Because will you be that Abraham, take Lot and his wife with you? Will you be that person that has to take other disciples with you while you go and do that which God has called you to do? Or will you be that person that has to go alone? Or will you be that person that's going to bring the resources and the strategies that's needed? What will be your role in whatever is going on? And so I love how Genesis to Revelations, there's various things going on, but some of the things that we can know, that we know without a shadow of a doubt, is that the word tells us there's nowhere that we can go that we could get away from God. You know, whether, you know, you're someone that's built the house on the hill, he's there. Whether you're someone that's sitting in a jail cell, he's there. Whether you're someone sitting at home with a house full of people, God's there. Whether you're that person in the war zone, God is there. It doesn't matter what you think, he's still there. What do you mean? How in the world would God be there if I've rejected him? God is Alpha and Omega. God is the beginning and the end. It doesn't matter what you do. Let me just share a few scriptures with you. Hebrews 4:13 says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Jeremiah 23:24. Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him, declares the Lord? Do I not feel the heavens and the earth, and declares the Lord? They heard the sound of the Lord, is what Genesis 3:8 says. God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees. But how can they hide from him? And Genesis 3:10 says, and he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, talking about Adam, because I was naked, so I hid myself. But how can he hide? We can't hide from God. We can't hide what we're doing. We can't hide what we think we're doing or should do. We can't hide what we've done. We can't hide the thoughts in our minds. We cannot hide from God. So no matter if you think what you did or is doing is hidden, the word says you can't hide. So there's things that people are doing during this crisis that they think is hidden. They have agendas during this crisis that they think are getting away with this or that. It's amazing what people will do for a dollar. It's amazing what people will do for pride. It's amazing what people will do just for manipulation. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the 3 C's of what happens during a crisis. But prior to us doing that, let's talk about 2 weeks ago, we talked about the power in the Word of God. We talked about realizing the power of the Word of God that's spoken, and that's spoken by certain people, and those certain people, positions, whether it's the president, the king, or a queen, or a servant. We talked about the various powers of the word. And we talk about how the word's power and how it's used by various people can have different levels of effect. And sometimes the effect of the words being spoken or written or sung is like a fork, somebody poking you with a fork or stabbing you with a knife. But that word can also be so powerful until it's like someone pointing a loaded tank at you and then firing at you. In those situations, will you be slightly harmed a little, or will you be totally obliterated and destroyed? And we talked about how sometimes people use words that could cause people harm through their reputation, or those words could be things that could, you know, make them be placed in a safe place. It could rescue them. Like many of the words spoken in the songs written and the prayers prayed and written by civil rights activists like Martin Luther King and various leaders, that we can visibly now see the power of the words that they've spoken. And we can, you know, actually see the power of having the right to vote, the right to be free. We talked about Colossians 3:8 and how it says that, you know, come out of our mouth, whether it's based off of anger or malice or blasphemy or filthy communication. We talked about James 1:2, about how we have to be sure that we're not just religious and we have to learn how to bridle our tongue and make sure that the deceptions in our own heart and our religious vanities aren't those things that are being spoken. And then last week, we talked about the Word of God, but we also prayed the Word of God. We walked out the authority of prayer. We talked about how many of us had gotten it backwards and how we were seeking God's hand and not necessarily His face or His will or His way or His Word. We talked about how we needed and prayed about how we needed the Psalms 91 manifestation over our life, which is where we're in the middle of crisis and various things going on, but we're in the shadow of the Almighty because we know that God is our refuge and our fortress. So we trust Him. We trust God even in the midst of everything that's going on. We acknowledge who He is and His role, and we honor Him. We talked about and prayed about Psalms 23. You know, how the Lord is our shepherd, and we know we might be in green pastures sometimes, and other times we may be in a valley, but we realize that even in the midst of both, that we're to fear no evil, that we're to know that God is going to comfort us. We talked about how important and prayed about how important it is to stay in the will of God and under the mercy of God and the grace of God in the midst of various plagues of starvation and things dealing with the COVID-19 and the various states in America and across the world that seems to be changing. It's ever changing. You're listening to the news and people are understanding they said this, they said that, and you go back and you listen to various recordings and you watch various recordings and you see that the person is still consumed with their own very lies. They can't even remember the last lie that they told. And so it causes confusion because the stories are changing. And why are they changing? Because we've gotten it backwards. We're seeking various strategies and things of that sort that are filled with pride and selfishness, manipulation, and things of that sort. And we forget that in the midst of crisis and things that we're going through, that we have to go to God. We have to remember 2 Chronicles 7, and I'm going to read again those verses, 13 through 18, that says, "If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locust," that locust could be COVID virus, "to devour the land," or that Ebola, or AIDS and HIV, it could be those type of things, or to devour the land, "or if I send pestilence among my people," see, this is what we're experiencing right now, whether it's man-made or God allows it, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive. See, we need God to forgive us. It says, I will forgive their sin and I will heal the land. See, we need healing. We need healing in America. We need to be healed from our head to our toe, from the inside out. And as Minister Sheila even prayed, we need to be healed from the various viruses and different situations that's going around. We need healing from them. Sometimes we need them in our own individual bodies, and many times we need it as a corporate nation, as a corporate people. There's various things that we need to know that we know that we know that we need. And that's why I love how even verse 15 and 16 and 17 and 18 goes on to say, now my eyes shall be open, and mine eyes attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. And then it says, and now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Can you imagine having the eyes of God on you permanently? He's Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. He's omnipotent and he's omnipresent. He's all-knowing. And his heart to be towards you, oh, my. Perpetually, eternally, to have God's not only eyes towards you for protection, but his eyes towards you for favor, the favor of God, the blessings of God, just forever and ever for you not only, to use for yourself, but for you to share with others. And then verse 17 and 18 goes on to say, and as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shalt observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have coveted, thank God it's not that word, that I have made a covenant. So it's covenanted. This can sound like covenant, but it's when God has made a covenant with you, and it's something that's better than a contract that man makes, because man will break a contract. But God is a covenant God. That means he keeps his word. He keeps his promises, which are yea and amen. And so it said, according to I have covenant, made a covenant with David, thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be the ruler in Israel. So then we go to what we're talking about today. Many people are coveting, not making a covenant, but coveting that of someone else. Meaning, as I had wrote on Facebook about people wanting to covet the mantle or the seat for the situations of their master teachers or their senseis, you know. Sometimes it's similar to Elijah and Elisha, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's people making excuses for what the previous leader did and trying to make themselves out to be a type of God. So they actually don't want to admit it, but they wish they could be as great as the previous person was, whether it was the previous president or the previous king or the previous queen. But one of the things you need to understand that sometimes what you're coveting and what sometimes what you're wanting is not the season. It's not that you can't have it, but it's not the season for what you're asking for, a season for what is going on. But then in other times, we have to realize that it's not even that it's not about the season. Sometimes it's about the evil of man's heart, the evil of man's conversations, the evil of what man is doing, that they don't even know how to be a co-laborer with others in Christ. But see, we have to realize in the midst of situations and understandings and things that we don't understand, we should not be coveting very things that others have in their lives. But we need to come before God, and if we're going to covet anything, and if we're going to be the person that's addicted to anything, it should be Christ, being Christ-like.
We have to know what it means to be Christ-like. We have to know what it means to seek after Christ in the midst of what we're going on right now, or what we're going through right now, and in the midst of the state and the time of what's going on right now. And so many don't realize they're even praying about being like another person, not Christ, but they want to be like another person, whether it's in denial or what. So many times, I don't know about you, I hear the various leaders talking and blaming other leaders. But what I hear is not them blaming them. What I hear a lot of times is them coveting them being jealous of them being envious of them. So we have to make sure that in the midst of a crisis that we're not resorting to jealousy. We're not resorting to pride. We're not resorting to manipulation. We're not resorting to jealousy and envy, but we're resorting to pride. Because see, in case you didn't know, a crisis is a time of intense difficulty. It's a time of intense trouble. It can even be a time of danger. Some people would say that the current economic status that we're in right now is a difficult time. But not only is it a difficult time, it's a historic time. And not only is it a historic time and a significant time, but it's a time that we must make difficult and important decisions. It's a crunch time, as we used to say on the basketball court. It's a time where disease, coronavirus, Ebola, HIV, is causing the times, the historic times, to be different. There's to be changes such as these various restrictions that we're dealing with and that we're being encouraged to take, whether it's social distancing or whether it's something as simple as washing your hands more often, walking around and making sure you have, if it's not just gloves on, making sure that you have hand sanitizer with you. Making sure that the people that you with understand what's going on. We have to realize that during this time of crisis, it's okay to cry. It's okay to pray. And if anything, you need to pray more than you ever prayed before. You need to meditate on God's word and seek his face more than you've ever done before, just like 2 Chronicles 14 said. We must understand that we must communicate, and even communicate even more. This is not the time for shutting people out. This is not the time for walking in so much envy and so much covetousness and so much jealousy and so much pride and so much manipulation that you're forgetting to communicate with people. But while you're communicating with people, make sure you're really attuned with what's really going on. And so next week, we're going to continue to talk about the three C's of what's going on and what should be going on in the lives of the people of God. What is it that you should be doing during a time and a season such as this? What is it that you should be saying and doing during a time such as this? Whether you believe it or not, some of us are going to run to Christ like we've never ran before. But the question is, do you know the importance of staying there? Not just running to him in the midst of the coronavirus, not just running to him in the midst of HIV, not just running to him in the midst of uncertainty, but staying there with him. How are you going to stay? Are you going to run to God? What state of mind right now? Are you running to God or are you blaming God? Are you running to corporate prayer or are you allowing the enemy to make you complain instead of pray? See, that is a whole nother sea So that's why it's not in the three C's that I'll be talking about of what we should be doing. Because, see, I'm talking about crying in the midst of crisis to cry. So that's all I have on today. And we'll continue to use this on Let the Lord Allow. Okay? So I love each and every one of you with the love of Christ. And I want you to remember that it's okay to communicate. It's okay to coordinate. It's okay to collaborate with others in the midst of crisis. Are you collaborating? Are you communicating? Are you coordinating? Or are you playing so much of the blame game until all you're doing is complaining? Well, I pray. And to be honest, it's going to be more than three C's that I'm going to be talking to you about. But the basis and the foundation of it is going to be crying out in the midst of crisis to cry. So, Minister Sheila, that's all I have on today. And we will continue with part two of crying out to Christ in the midst of the crisis on next week. Minister Sheila.
Thank you, Apostle. You say your cards are thank you. Thank you for the words. Thank you for the acknowledgement that we all need to learn and to understand and to believe in, no matter what it is. We need to go to the Father and to the Son. I want to ask if there is anyone on the line that might have any words or testimonies or anything that they want to say. Lines are open.
I'm trying to get through the line of several times. Could not get in online because Fergus was busy. But when I did get through, the message was breaking up. But the one thing I did hear loud and clear was to meditate. Just meditate on God's word. So I don't, Apostle, exactly, I don't know what the message was really about, but I tried to listen, but I did get meditate on God's word. So I just want to say I agree with you 100%, and I just thank God for not even letting the devil get the victory of trying to block it out, because I know if I heard Keith phrases, I know whoever else was listening, that they had the same problem I had. That God's word did get out today. I just want to say thank you so much for continuing.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright. Is there anyone else? Okay. I just want to say, God, I thank you. Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, to whoever else on this line. It has been breaking up all morning, but yet no matter what was said, it came through. The message came through. The understanding came through. So no matter what the devil has tried to do over this internet, over this system, over this wireman, over this morning service, the message still got through. I know it was breaking up, going in and out, but yet, I don't know if I was the only one. I still got the whole message. And I'm praying that we all got the whole message, because no matter what we're going through, God can let us see through all the ins and the outs. He can stop all and make it whole. He can have us to understand what he can fix, what the devil has broken, or what the devil thinks he has broken. I just want to say I want to thank you and thank you and thank you. Because whatever it was going through the service this morning, we all still got the message. And I'm saying that we got the whole message. No matter what you can what you didn't hear or how the breakage was. You probably had me break up, but yet and still, we all want to tell the devil one thing. You can't break us up with God, so you need to go and get your business somewhere else. Now, I just want to say thank you for your statement, because no matter what's happening, what is going on, the devil haven't got a breakage in this system, in this service, I say in this family. So he can step aside and move on and go around the corner because he can't break this. Is there anyone else that has something to say, Apostle? Would you like to have anything before we close out?
I just want to remind everybody, remember, the part of the message was about communication. Communication, communication, and communication. So as Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia have said, for the enemy to try to break up the communication is to be expected. But to have the persistence and the fortitude that Minister Sylvia talked about in getting through, not letting that break happen, not letting that disruption happen, is what we're going to have to do in the midst of crisis. That's all I have.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just want to ask, is there anyone else that has anything to say? The lines are open. Thank God for another day. I would like to thank him for this day, March the 22nd, 2020. Another day that he has blessed us to have. That yes, some didn't make it, but yet we know God has us all and will lead us through this. And I just want to thank each and every one of us, one of you for listening. And we'll ask you to tune in to us each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But let's talk with Apostle Rex, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And on Monday nights, with Iron Sharpened Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright with Iron Sharpened Iron. With Facebook also, we have many wonderful speakers and teachers to have and to keep us up with the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. And also on Friday nights with Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright on Blog Talk and also on Facebook. I just want to give honor to all that was listening today. I just want to give honor to God for let us all be here another day to praise his name and to let us all know that no matter what it is, God has the last say so, and he has the right of way that he will show. Listening in today, and to leave you with our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, Kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all will be added unto you. And just remember, no matter what, always take the time out to say, God, I thank you, because if it was, we would not be here. But I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we all must have a blessed day. And to remember, no matter what you're going through, don't let the devil confuse you. Because God has you and will always have you. Have a safe, blessed day. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Goodbye.